So in episode 202, the last episode, I talked about this unexpected benefit of organizing without decluttering. But today I want to flip the script and talk about this unexpected detriment of us choosing to declutter without organizing. And you might say, how is that different? But it's completely different. And we're going to dig into that right after this. A wise person once said, everybody is a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing that it's stupid. Well, fish, quit trying to climb trees while getting advice from well-intentioned monkeys. It's time to jump in the water and learn how to swim with the current of your life. I'm Joy, a professional organizer, mom of four, and fellow fish brain. If you're looking for a place to get understanding, encouragement, and ideas for your home that actually fit how your brain thinks, then I'm glad you're here. Let's ditch the type A advice and embrace what makes our brains and our homes unique. Together, we can have a joy-loving home. So if you've listened to the podcast for any length of time, first of all, welcome back. Glad you've been part of this journey. And if you're new, welcome. But you will discover that I often like to sort of push against conventional organizing philosophies as a way to say, is there a better way for our brains to absorb this sort of information and get ourselves on track? Because following convention has not been super useful for our brains. It's not suited for the way we approach things. So when I spoke in the last episode about, you know, conventional organizing tells us that we have to declutter, and I'm saying, hey, try it without decluttering and see where that leads. Today, I want to talk about this. What if you declutter but don't organize? And conventional wisdom would tell you, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Because if you were to ask the number one thing that we could do to get a handle on our homes, having less stuff is number one. I would even say if you asked me the top five most important things we could do to get a handle on our home, all five would be declutter, 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 declutter. If you'll listen to Dana K. White over at A Slob Comes Clean, she talks about sort of this realization that everybody has a different clutter threshold, and yours is based on how much can you have that you can actually manage, and getting to that level or below is what made all the difference for her. So she actually went more about the idea of decluttering. She has some great methods. I'm not discounting her in any way, shape, or form. She really leaned into the declutter so that she could begin to get a handle on any sense of anything being organized. If you listen over and I'm blanking on her name, The Minimal Mom. I cannot think of her name right now. Look up The Minimal Mom. She's great. But her concept of having less inventory to keep up with has made all the difference in her life as well. And Dawn, for Minimal Mom, I agree with her completely. Less stuff makes a huge difference. So why in the world would I advise you to not consider just, hey, today I'm just going to declutter. Today I'm just going to walk around and declutter. I'm not saying that's a bad idea, but I'm saying here's where I see this unexpected detriment of just choosing to declutter. And it comes with the way that our brains need dopamine hit, need a reinforcement, need some sort of novelty or challenge or gamification in which we're going to get a high, we're going to get a win, we're going to get a reason to come back and do it again. And the idea of just decluttering alone doesn't often reveal a win. And so why I'm saying I wouldn't uncouple organizing from decluttering in that order is because we often can't see the difference. And our all or nothing brain will convince us that, oh, this doesn't work. Why would I bother decluttering? There's no change. My life is just as big as a mess as it always was. I see no difference. This doesn't work for me. And you're going to give it all up. Like, it just, I don't want you to shut it down before you get a chance to see that decluttering does work, but you need to see it actually working. So you need to couple the decluttering with some organizing. And the other thing that I love to see paired is coffee and Magic Mind. And I'm mentioning them again because they have been the most fantastic sponsor for this podcast. And I have talked a lot about why I love Magic Mind, because I really do believe it gives me an added boost of non-jittery focus when I pair it with my caffeine, so that I can stay with this calmer sense of energy and really do the hard stuff longer. But as a company, one thing that really, really impressed me, I get offers from sponsors and ads and things all of the time. And this is the only one I've latched on to, mostly because, one, I do think it makes a difference for the people that listen to this podcast. And I only want to bring you stuff that I think would help your life. I'm not asking you to buy just to buy. I'm not asking you to add organizing tool. I don't know your specific situation. So I'm not saying never to other advertisers. I'm just saying this one particularly tugged at my heart, because the way they approached me was super unique. So as a company, I got reached out and said, hey, this seems like it would be a cool fit for your audience. Would you consider this? And I was like, I would never recommend anything I haven't tried. And they're like, oh, of course. So they offered me a trial run of the product. And when I realized, hey, I actually feel really good with this. And, you know, I could be like, I don't know if it's a placebo effect. I don't know if I just have convinced myself it's better. Either way, I feel better. It does have science there. The founder who created the product, because he was in the ER with some issues that he realized was too much stress and too much caffeine, and he was trying to figure out a way to cut down his coffee intake but improve his health. And he went on this journey to create what is now Magic Mind, which is a series of adaptogens and nootropics and functional mushrooms that he helped pair with this coffee. And I love it because I remember to take it because I never skip my coffee. But what I loved about them is they don't give me a script to read. They don't tell me what I have to say. They're like, just talk about your experience with it. It's up to you. We don't care. We just want you to say whatever you feel about the product. If you liked it, you liked it. If you don't, thanks and no worries. We move on. And I don't know. I was impressed by that, and have been impressed by the use of the product. So this is just something that I wanted to add and mention one more time this month, because our relationship is about to end unless we choose to renew. But I wanted one last shot for you guys to hear about it. But if you want to support the podcast and you want to give yourself a try with this product, because like I said, very impressed with the company, very impressed with how we've been in relationship. And I'm impressed with how I feel when I'm on Magic Mind. So I just wanted to say one last time, my code is, if you go to the link magicmind.com/joyshome, and then you use the code joyloving, you get 20% off whatever you choose to try in the way of a product. So I wanted to share that pairing one more time. Okay, so back to the pairing of decluttering with organizing. And the reason I'm saying organize, always organize if you're going to take the time to declutter, is because you need to see a quick win. You need to see a change. You need to see a difference before your brain convinces you that it's not worth it. So I would tell you to approach a space with knowing, okay, this is how I want this room to function. I am now going to, even if you have to pull stuff off to a side, start setting the room up in an organized way, the way you would dream for it to function. Then turn around and see where you've shoved all the stuff and start putting in the things that belong in the space that will organize the space, that will allow the space to function the way you want it to function. And then when you look at everything that's left over, say to yourself, oh, okay, I know this percentage of this is all trash. Let me just go throw it away. This percentage of stuff I'm never going to use again. I don't even know why I have it. I didn't even realize that I had all of this. And you put it in your car to head off to Goodwill or wherever else you want to donate it. And then you look at these other things that you're like, oh, all this belongs in other places. And you go run them to the places where they belong. And then you might actually still be left with, I don't know where it lives. I don't think I want to get rid of it. I don't know what to do with it, but it doesn't add to the value of this newly organized space that has a specific function. And that's the stuff that I tell you to take to what I've called the room of requirement. Allow yourself to always have one space that is an overflow, that is where your delayed decisions go, which is where your confusion goes, which is where your I don't know where its home is. If you allow yourself this one space and you start working on getting all of the other spaces organized and thereby decluttered, you will end up feeling like, hey, I'm living functionally in 90% of my home now. And traditional organizing advice may be telling you, well, yeah, but that one space that you're calling a junk room, like how wasted? Wouldn't you be happier to have 90% of your house that functions well than 100% of your house where none of it makes sense? So I'm saying cut yourself some slack, give yourself this overflow space with no pressure, and keep organizing section by section by section by section. And if you end up with this one room that you can't bear to go in because it's turned into Monica's closet, Friends episode reference there, then call in an organizer. Get the added help at the end of your journey when you've gotten to the point where you're like, I can't do any of this part by myself anymore. Like I've reached my end in every decision inside of that scary doom room, as some of my membership group has called it. When you get to the doom room, then call in reinforcements. But there's a lot of this you can handle yourself because you do have a sense of what you would like a space to look like. You do have a sense of how it should function. You do have a sense of what living with less in each of these spaces would feel like. And it's worth it to you to declutter because you're seeing these finished things working out really well for you. So all of that to say, it's okay to organize without decluttering and see where it leads you, but it's not okay to declutter without organizing because all that is going to do is to reinforce your belief system that there's no productivity in this, that you're lousy at this, that this isn't working for you, that works for those other people who know how to stay organized and those other people who have the organizing gene. There is no such thing. You can do this. You just have to do it in a method that works best for your brain. All right. Hope that's helpful. Before I get off, I also wanted to say one last time, the sort of win that we are getting over in the membership group with this idea of knowing you've made a difference is these before and after blitzes we're doing where we're making sure we're taking a before photo. We're setting our timer for 15 minutes and we're taking an after photo so that we can see the progress, so that we can see our wins, so that we know we're working towards something that is productive. And if that sounds like something you'd like to do with encouraging people that are just like you, my membership closes tonight at midnight. So if you want to jump on, $10 a month, stay as long as you want. It is joylovinghome.com/membership. And I hope to see you there. All right. Until next time, continue to choose joy.